Plate or email Fareed at atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Do you know you can upgrade your existing pool pump, chlorinator and heating to world-class energy efficiency? We have been advising customers on ways to improve their pool energy efficiency for many years and can discuss and offer several energy strategies that will reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. Speak to one of the team on 9651 4799 or visit Dural Pool Shop opposite the Vicar Hotel on New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool looking just how you want it.
A proud station sponsor.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Madeline Riddell. Australia is moving quickly to establish onshore vaccine manufacturing. The government is calling for proposals from businesses to build mRNA vaccination manufacturing plants. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the plan is being undertaken as a partnership between industry and government.
This is not to address any immediate vaccination issues. It is to create a capability, not just for producing vaccines to deal with COVID, but what we've seen with the mRNA vaccines is they are the new technology. They are the new way of doing vaccines around the world.
Meanwhile, the federal government says the risk of another wave of COVID-19 is worse than the risk of blood clotting caused by the AstraZeneca vaccine. Australians concerned about the safety of the vaccine are being urged to listen to the advice of health authorities, who say the jab is safe for those over the age of 50. A number of blood clotting cases linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine is thought to have caused some people to wait for an alternative brand. Health authorities want the government to improve its communication to the public to help overcome vaccine hesitancy. An Egyptian-mediated ceasefire between the combating forces of Israel and Hamas has come into effect. The ceasefire, suggested by United States and Egyptian officials, began at 2 a.m. local time and brought a halt to what has been 11 days of fighting. Hundreds of people, including children, have died during the conflict. Egypt is sending two security delegations to oversee the ceasefire. The Western Mine Workers Alliance is calling on BHP to stop treating its members like children following a set of controversial rule proposals. BHP is proposing to install limits on alcohol consumption on the company's villages and operation sites, including a night curfew after 9:30 p.m. and restricting workers to just four mid-strength beers per day. Shane Rulston from the Australian Workers Union told NADA Media the rules would invade privacy through searches of private property.
We can sit down with BHP and come up with a sensible policy change, you know, which is good for people's health and safety, and allowing people to be adults and not treating everyone like children for the mistake of a couple of people.
In finance, retail spending is back 1 year after the first severe COVID-19 lockdowns. Preliminary retail spending figures for April released today show a 1.1% surge, topping economists' expectations of a 0.5% rise. Job growth, the wealth boost for homeowners from rising house prices, and cheap credit are supporting confidence. Strong improvements come as no surprise compared to a low point for consumers in April 2020. Australian turnover rose 25.1% in April compared to the same time last year. In sport, code-hopping footballer Israel Folau says he has no regrets about his controversial religious views as he aims to resurrect his sporting career via a local Gold Coast rugby league club. Folau announced today that he had signed a deal to play the remainder of the season with Southport Tigers in the Gold Coast's A-grade competition. He has been backed with support by billionaire and former politician Clive Palmer, who submitted a request to the governing sports body about Folau's transfer. In a brief statement, the Queensland Rugby League said it would consider Folau's application to be registered in line with its rules and processes that govern the registration of players.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 5 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Currently, we are sitting at 16 and a half degrees, and it's been an interesting, very interesting, like, world of weather out there today in Baulkham Hills. It has been hot. It's been a little bit sunny, but you had a slight breeze there. We're looking at possible showers today, tops at 18. For the weekend, both days, Saturday, Sunday, we're looking at tops of 21. Mostly sunny on Saturday and a possible shower for Sunday.
And that was me again with my buttons. Was a good
and
tip.
Now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Royal National Park, Lady Wakehurst Drive near McKell Avenue. There's been a road closed in both directions because there's been a car crash. Use diversions and exercise caution. You can take the M1 Princes Motorway to veer off. In Gladesville, Victoria Road at Tennyson Road, there's been a crash of a bus and a car. Two of three eastbound lanes are closed and emergency services have arrived. Make sure you exercise caution around there. East Gardens, Wentworth Avenue near Banks Avenue. It's been a crash of two cars. Heavy traffic conditions going on at the moment. Emergency services have arrived. Exercise caution and reduce your speed. In Ingleburn, Collins Promenade between Sackville Street and Cumberland Road. There's been a car crash. Traffic affected in both directions. Alternating traffic in both... Alternating traffic. It's been stop, slow in place. Exercise caution and reduce your speed. And in Glenbrook, Great Western Highway at Capsnack Street. There's been a car crash. Eastbound traffic affected. Reduce your speed and exercise caution around there.
Welcome back to the Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. I'd like to say thank you to Matt Grant, who was sharing with us the first hour of this interview, of this show. Matt Grant is a truly remarkable person. I'm inviting you, all of you who have the problem with the mental health, particularly who's suffering from depression, come on his Instagram, Matt_Grant_, or come on his podcast, Live Real Life with MG. You can find him on Spotify. I'd like to say as well, thank you to Matt Caruana, who brought this guest, and as well for sharing together along with him the experiences of how it can help you with the mental health and depression. You're listening on Live 90.5. This is Insights with Mario and Matt. And Matt, who is our next guest?
She's sitting next to me. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited. We met last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Her name is Pal. And Pal, how are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Are you prepared yourself? You know, you're comfy now. Everything okay? So
oh,
it's
I'm,
okay.
I'm good.
You're good. Pal, as Matt says, obviously he met you before. who is Pal?
Who's Pal? He's met me before. How about you introduce me?
How about I read from the Facebook? And I mean, like, you know, Pal is obviously she's very shy. We're very grateful today. Matt Caruana, myself today, we spoke with Matt Grant, who is on a path and a mission to help everybody who's suffering from depression and particularly men's health, mental health. However, Pal, you are the very unique unicorn here as well, because you're helping people who suffer from depression or, you know, some other elements as well. So, Pal, first of all, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Breathe, relax. Okay. Matt and I will not do nothing before the end of the show. Then we're going to jump on you. Then we're going to jump on you. Then we're going to jump on your purse and take the money.
Yes, please, as be usual. Gentle,
as long as it's gentle.
So, Pal, why do you helping people and how do you help people?
Look, why do I help people is something that's very, very... I'll go down deep because I've somehow figured out what my purpose of life is. I've had these very enlightening moments in my life. I've gone through a lot of depression myself and I've fought it and I know how it feels to be in that dark space. So I want everybody to know, and everyone who's listening, that we all have the potential to to come out of depression. Depressions are just low feeling thoughts, and at that moment you feel there is no light and this is the end of the life. But my message to everyone who's listening is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You need to have faith and trust yourself. The universe is always, always helping you. The only thing you need to do is to stop, breathe, restart from the point where you've left. So just give yourself little room, little space. Be kind with yourself. Before you are kind to other people, please be kind to yourself. And don't push yourself all the time. That's my message for everyone who's listening to me. And
Pal, can I just quickly go in on something that you mentioned? You said you somehow found your purpose. That's interesting because
yeah.
a lot. Yeah. I say that because yeah. so when I work in schools, so often I see young people. They just like, I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
And like, there's all this pressure. And even adults that I meet, some of them feel lost. And you say somehow you found it. Firstly, yeah. why'd you say that? And secondly, yeah. how did you find it?
Yes. Very interesting question. So I said somehow because honestly, I was not looking for my purpose.
It just came to you.
Yeah, it just came to me. Yeah, it just came to me. So my purpose chose me. The divine chose me to do something. And every single person, every single soul on this earth has been chosen for something, but your purpose is never shown to you if you are not strong enough and, you know, you're not strong enough to take what responsibility is to be given to you, you know. So if you're weak, you know, we cannot give you any responsibility. It's like, you know, in a classroom, if a teacher picks up a child to, you know, if he's leaving the room, you know how sometimes they pick room leaders or something to take care of the class while the teacher is away. It's the same. Like every single one of us has a purpose. We are not on this earth for just no reason. We're just not here to, you know, wake up and eat food and go to sleep and then wake up the next day and, you know, do our work and then go to sleep again. No, we all have a deeper, deeper meaning, and we all need to realize that life has a deeper meaning. We're all stuck on a very surface level of life, you know, and that's not what life is. And that is why life feels difficult, because we are living a very superficial life.
So how does life feel when you're coming from that deeper place, from that place of your soul, that place of purpose? How is life then for you?
Oh, life is absolutely blissful. Honestly, I'm telling you, once you're in that place, it's like filled with jewels, like abundance.
Okay.
And blissfulness and peace and prosperity. That's the place that everyone can reach. Everyone has the potential to reach to that place. You just need to recognize that there are some master keys that you need to use to reach to that level and unlock your own treasure, which is lying inside of you. Every single one of us is blessed.
I hate starting question with a but or conversation with a but. However, why do people find this type of thinking as you're promoting right now unreal? Why people will say, you know, I know I'm practicing sort of that beliefs like you share now with mm-hmm. me, because however I found this only when I really I found that I have no other options than to believe that something what was given to me by birth and, you know, something what surrounds me. However, most of people, you know, even I start contemplating to talk about, I don't know, love, law of attraction or, you know, divine beings or universe yeah. or stars or unicorns and rainbows,
yeah.
you know, they found difficult to even converse with me because, you know, they find ridiculous. Why is that?
Because we have been, all of us have been with society, we've just been bombarded with these self-limiting beliefs that we start believing to be true.
They come from society?
Yes, of course they do. Of course they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, as humans, we want to be a part of the society, number one, because that's how we feel connected and loved, right? If we're trying to do something different from society, you know, those eyes and those judgmental views, you know, is what stops you, because, you know, you're the only one who's talking different or behaving different or feeling different. If 99 people are feeling depressed and sad and you're the only happy one out there, I'm sure you would start feeling that I am doing something wrong. I need to be sad because something has happened or something is not happening this way.
Yeah, all want to connect, all want to, you know,
yes,
feel that sense
so
of belonging.
So if one person is the left out one would start feeling sad because he would think that that is the right thing to do, because the majority of people are doing those actions or feeling those emotions, right? So when we are growing up, we learn so much from our parents and, you know, from our teachers. We're learning every day. That's how we are made. That's how God has made us, right? But we are intelligent machines. We are super intelligent machines. We are the ones who create, you know, computers and everything, right? So it's humans who have created so much, right? So we are very intelligent beings. So when the divine creates you, he's intelligent enough to create an internal GPS system inside you that is always, always guiding you if you go off track. Right? But because our mind is so full of thoughts and we are like so overworked and it's so noisy out there in our head that we cannot hear what signals we are getting from inside. That's our internal GPS system. That's our intuition that guides us what needs to be done and how it needs to be done. And the only way to listen to your own, you know, calling or your own messages that the divine has processed inside you is to be quiet. And nobody is quiet. We even if we are not talking, if you realize our mind is always in that chatter, you know, some chatter is going on inside of us.
Yeah, that's sometimes, you know, like do you talk to yourself sometimes?
Do I talk to myself?
No, seriously. No, seriously. I do, you know, like, and I realized past 10 years, like, you know, like, I found a way, you know, to run away from some deep thoughts, and depression, I would call, whatever, problems, and, you know, try to re-energize myself. I discover photography. So I'll wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, take the photos on long exposure, and then I will, standing on a shore and taking pictures and talking to this, I realize I'm talking to myself. It's like, this is normal. Ladies and gentlemen.
Self-talk can be funny, right?
Oh, sometimes.
You're listening to a live 90.5, Your Sound, Your Community, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here to take you on a short break.
Alive 90.5. We fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way you like. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby. My
about you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading. I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night.
All night.
Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
Term 2 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and they currently have a special double discounts promotion on eligible courses, which includes languages, leisure and lifestyle, computer skills, business and work skills. They also offer various nationally accredited courses fee-free. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government. Ready to rock and roll? Call the Parramatta College on 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Visit parramattacollege.edu.au for further information. T's and C's and eligibility criteria applies. Station sponsor.
Hi, it's Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Did you know you can extend your swimming season, reduce maintenance and chemicals with a pool roller and blanket from Dural Pool Shop? An extensive range of pool blankets, including Daisy Pool Covers, Australia's favourite pool cover, is available to view on our website, duralpoolshop.com.au. Or call me or one of our team on 9651 4799. With the current restrictions, why not enjoy your pool longer?
A proud station sponsor.
Did you know that over 2 million children get bullied each day across Australia? Workplace bullying costs our economy over $36 billion each year. G'day, this is Brett Murray, CEO of Make Bullying History Foundation. As Australia's premier anti-bullying organisation, we deliver seminars to schools and workplaces across the nation to bring an end to bullying. To book in your school or workplace, or to donate to help our work, visit www.makebullyinghistory.org. Together, we can make bullying history.
You're listening to Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. Business Insights with Mario and Matt. It's 23 minutes past one. We're currently sitting at 16 degrees, and we have a very, very, very inspiring guest.
We have
guest.
A light. We have a light in studio.
A light, yes.
She's a lighter. She doesn't want to disclose. She doesn't want to disclose her true identity in a physical mean, but she said something very interesting. We all sleep until we don't open eyes. No, we have open eyes, but we're still sleeping.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, can you just extend a little bit on that one? How we can open eyes, we're still sleeping. I don't understand that part.
Look, with our physical eyes, your eyes are open, right? And you feel that you are awake.
Yeah.
But you're not awake unless and until you're awake from inside.
I will concur this one. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because there's a very, very famous 20th century philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big lecturer and professor, Alan Watts. And he said, he has a topic on conversation. One of his conversations he did have, he would say, "Who am I?" And he said, "You know, you're not breathing because you don't control breathing. You mm-hmm. are, you are not what you think. You are what you think. But the brain does a function on his own, like a breathing." And then he talks about eyes, and he said, "You know, we don't control our eyes what they're going to see, because we don't control the process, you know, how the eyes functioning and the muscles and the nerves and everything else. However, perception, what we see, it's created as who is I."
Yeah.
And every inside has an outside, every outside has an inside. So now it's interesting, because he was a very pragmatic philosopher.
Yep.
And you know, you're falling in that category, which I truly believe he would like to hear from you.
That's,
so, yeah,
that's correct it. Mario, you know how you said, who is I? Who am I?
Yes.
So the journey that I take you on is, who am I? Because you need to know who yourself is. Like, you know, you are not this body, you're not this mind, right? So you need to realize, what is self-realization? Who is the real I? That's the journey of self-realization, to realize who the real you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when someone asks you who you are, you know, you generally describe, you know, your name, your qualification, you know, what you do, right? That's how we identify ourselves, right?
How would you identify yourself?
I would identify myself as light, just light.
But do you know, if I say Matt says to me, so you are select Matt, I am the ruler of the underworld, right?
Again, that's a physical identity, a ruler.
Okay, I'm the angel.
Yeah, that's good. You're what getting
do you
there.
When you was going to think about me, it's going to kick my butt, you know. Yeah. But why we are not accepting anything else apart of society has been conditioning us from the day we are born. As I said, my name, my surname, my date of birth, you know, how much money I do have, you know, what I do for a living. Why we don't relate ourselves about something beyond this?
Because it's that belief is so strong, Mario. It doesn't let us excel to any higher or deeper levels, right? And that's what society has done to us. I'm very sorry to say that. Society should be helping each other, and we should be giving each other the life skills and the life tools, you know, the education that we are getting at school, you know. Yes. What I learned in my high school or, you know, when I graduated, I don't think I'm applying anything right now in my daily life, right? What we need to learn in school are the life skills, the life tools that we need when we go for a job, when we are married, you know, we need those tools. So these things should be taught in school, you know, the life skills. But they're not being taught because nobody knows where those tools are. Like, you know, the teachers need to know. They need to know. They need to learn.
So it's not common knowledge.
Yeah. It's, I mean, look, everyone tries their best to do whatever they can with the experience that they have in any situation in their life, right? But the moment you're feeling stuck, you should realize you're not doing it the right way. Because life is not supposed to be complex. Life is supposed to be simple. So anywhere where there is complexity and there's troubles, there are obstacles. I mean, obstacles would be there because it's life, right? It's not a bed of roses. You would be facing obstacles, but there are ways to deal with those obstacles. Where do you get that strength from? You get that strength from inside. The only way you get the strength to fight something is from the inside. And that is what I'm talking about. God has given you all the power. If someone doesn't believe in God, just for the people who do not believe in God, obviously there's a creator, right? You cannot deny that there's a creator. Someone has created your heart and your eyes and the way you are, you know, the whole mechanism, the whole universe. Animals, like, we cannot deny that there's a creator, right? Can we?
No, not at all.
Wait, look at me. I'm
just looking at you because my chair is facing that way.
It's because we are all, we're discovering things late in our life. Don't get me wrong. Like, I do agree with you that we should have some tools about life, to learn about life while we're going to school. No question asked. But this is more spiritual believing rather than just realistic living.
Look, now if you are saying spiritual rather than realistic,
yes.
Spiritual is real. It is real.
I'm gonna block you, seriously, right?
Yeah. No, don't do that.
No, I'm not blocked. Yeah. Look, I believe, like, and the Matt can, you know, maybe can elaborate more, because it's like he has experience which nobody has, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody in my life entirely
has
experienced the Matt Caruana. And I discover believing in myself late in my life.
Yes.
And only I discovered this because I was losing my marriage. I was losing my life, you know. And instead of getting higher on the top of whatever, come out of the abyss I created, I started digging a bigger hole.
Yeah.
And eventually I found myself in a safe deposit box surrounded with the dark.
Mm.
And I couldn't get out because I built that safe deposit box and I put myself in the dark.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to believe to something which we don't see, which we don't feel.
Oh, yes, that's true.
But
that's
the
true.
moment when we start believing, it is the moment when we are on the brink of extinction. I'll call it extinction because in a dark place is just dark thoughts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're just looking for the one way exit. But then believing in other things, and I made a fun of the people like yourself, Payal. Mm-hmm. I did. I'll mm-hmm. be honest with you. I'll make a fun of the Matt Caruana if he tells me, don't kill yourself or whatever it is. Because it's not normal. You know what I mean? Like, how you know? You know what I mean? What do you mean? Just believing in some creator, universe, everything. Mm-hmm. I do believe in God. Yeah. Wrong. But, you know, you're sharing that your thoughts now with our listeners in front of Matt, myself as well. That yeah. Are you nervous? You want to touch something?
No,
you
no,
want
no.
to punch somebody?
No, no, no.
Okay, so let's continue.
No.
So, Mario, just on I actually got a question for you. So, yeah. Based on everything you were sharing, you're at such a low point. What did it mean at that point when you started having belief in yourself? What did it mean for you?
Well, I tell you, the moment when I start believing, it's just, as Payal said, something, look, I need to go back into when I was very young. I was a very bad student. I don't say I was a dumb or not intelligent, but I couldn't give rights for the school, right? I just want to fight. I want to be the petty criminal. I just want to be the roughest, toughest guy in my suburb. However, I never read the books in a sense of, like, let's just say today, or you or Payal. And I do remember 2014, I medically died. I got anaphylactic shock. I was sick for a very long time, and my doctor gave me antibiotics, and you know, I got an anaphylactic shock, I stopped breathing, and, you know, they revived me in an ambulance car coming to Blacktown Hospital. And something following day says to me, like, something told me, to get coffee in Rouse Hill Shopping Center, which I didn't have the practice to do. Well, I didn't have the money, to be honest with you. But anyway, I went to the library. And, you know, just browsing, you know what I mean, looking at everything around me, Matt. And something told me.
Something.
Yeah. I do believe in God, yeah. But that's like, you know, I'll not go that part because religion, God.
Yeah,
for
no,
me.
No, no.
And I pick up the book, Matt, calling You Can Do It.
You Can Do It.
You Can Do It. His name is, just stop, okay, I need to check now. Anyway, he said what Payal, she said this to me, from the moment you're, you know, blah, 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 and read that book, it's like, come on, you know what I mean? Like, and I just bull, you know what I mean? But I took a book home, and I start to analyze that book. You know what I mean? What it practically says, you know what I mean, that title says you can do it. Paul Hanna, that's what his name, Paul Hanna, Aussie writer. And I just said to myself, come on, if this guy writes this book, why he's not rich? So I was do due diligence, he's become rich, right? You know what I mean? But something told me to read that book.
Look, that's your perfect example of your inner GPS guiding you. And you did listen to that thought, and you went to grab a coffee. So that was your intuition telling you to go there, and that was the message that was meant to reach you. You can do it, right? So it's not a coincidence. And I'm not telling anybody to believe in God, right? Mm. I'm telling you to believe in yourself.
I think that's nice. What do you think, Matt?
I couldn't agree more. That inner GPS, that intuition is inside all of us. Mario, because you mentioned something told you. That's that.
That's the thing. It is like, and I do remember my wife then, she bought me camera, and you know what I mean, and she told me, I think you should get life different way. And so like, well, I can do this, I'm a strong guy. Anyway, everything was collapsing, as I told you, my marriage, my business, and my son's health and everything else. And a long story short, it was that I start talking to myself a different way yeah. talking. Like, so you know, that love for that book, it's even today, it's actually it's merged inside,
yes,
deeper.
It's special for you because you felt it, right?
Yes.
And anything beautiful in life, anything beautiful in life cannot be seen, just like love, just like happiness.
But you know why there's a problem with this, Matt? I heard something very, very interesting not recently, like maybe a few years ago. And I was told by that lady, she's a psychiatrist, and, you know, she's just a friend of mine, Debbie calls. Anyway, she said this to me. Human brain doesn't like it simplified things. If you said to me, Mari, you can do it, I said, like, what do you mean I can do it? But you said to me, listen, Mari, if you wake up in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, we don't like simple things. People don't believe. We need to complicate things to believe.
I'll tell you what happens. Our brain is given to us for a reason. Our brain is given to us so that we can understand if there's danger around, right? That's what our intellect and our brain is given to you by the creator. I'll not use the word God. The creator, the divine, the higher consciousness. There are many words that we can define, you know, the creator, right? And the creator doesn't come in a shape or a size, okay? It has no shape, it has no size, it has no name. And that is why we always say God is one. We've always heard that sentence, right? But we don't understand the deeper meanings of the sentences that we hear in day-to-day life. God is one. Because there is only one creator, you cannot separate them, you know, with the boundaries of the countries and, you know, with the human species or someone with color, right? So the creator is one, and that is why your heart beats the same way my heart beats, right?
So, you know, like, I want to interrupt you because we need to have another time for the show.
Yeah.
So what do you think Matt Caruana, who has no problem to say he tried to commit suicide, survived, and now tries to help the people?
Yeah.
Do you believe that was his choice, or it would need to happen in order to help other ones?
I don't think it was his choice. I just think that he was not aware at that moment what he was doing, and he was in a dark place, and that was the only thing that he could think of, ending his life. That's it. He couldn't think more because he didn't know more. When we know more, only then we can do more, right?
And you've hit the nail on the head. Absolutely.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure right now, if you go back, you would think that if I knew more, I would not have done that, right? But at that time and in that place, that is the only thing that you can think of is ending, because you're so fed up with all that's going on. It just becomes so overwhelming that you don't know how to deal with it, right? And the only message, please, my beautiful people, beautiful souls, whoever is listening to me, you know, please, there is always, always, always a solution for every single thing on this earth. Anything, any problem you're facing, there is a solution. Don't give up.
There is always a solution, guys.
Payal, thank you.
Payal, that was pure magic right there. Let's take you guys on a short break. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here with Payal, the very, very, very insightful, deep insight. I don't know what to call you. Light.
Yeah.
Nothing but light here in the studio. We are very blessed. Guys, we'll be back in a short few moments.
Alive 90.5.
Where you go, I go. I'm waiting for you. Yeah, you know. I got this feeling, your name I'm hearing, won't let you go. Say what you're thinking, just give me a reason, let me know. Something about this feeling, I'm never leaving, I know. Feels a lot like love, love's a lot like hearts, feels a lot like mine. Feels a lot like love, loves a lot like hearts, feels a lot like mine. Better together. Together.
feels a lot like mine. Feels a lot like that. Loves a lot like mine. Feels a lot like mine. Feels a lot like that. Loves a lot like mine. Feels a lot like mine. Feels a lot like that. Loves a lot like mine. Feels a lot like mine. Better together.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james at linden.com. Linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 16 minutes to 2 here on Business Insights with Mario and Matt. This is Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. And we are here with Payal, a very, very, very insightful, inspiring light here in studio. We've had quite a conversation so far. So we talk about inner GPS, our intuition, that being the most powerful guide, the most powerful voice in our lives everywhere. Why is that?
It's because it's inbuilt. It just comes with that feature. We all come with that feature.
Where does it come from?
It comes from where the heart comes from and where the lungs come from.
The interesting thing you said when you spoke with the Matt before, you say we have the built internal GPS to guide us somewhere. But, you know, one thing I can with certainty say that we're all looking in a different direction, you know, when we are facing some situation where we are afraid for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And people are only then, as I was, you know, like I was like being threatened by, you know, by life, but I saw that my life is actually now has lost meaning. You know, mm-hmm. that was a voice for me that am I now... 42 years old, and this is my life, it's ending, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I've done so many mistakes. And the funny thing is, in my head, I heard the voices which I hated, mm-hmm. of my parents, your failure, you know what I mean? I told you, you're never going to blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you question yourself, is that something I should do? But now, Payal, how do you help others?
I help others by bringing that faith back that you are not dependent on the opinions of other people, whether it's your parents or society.
Okay.
And that's because it has been fed into us, you know, the constant nagging that, I'm sorry to say, because parents do that a lot and teachers do that a lot as well. I have 13-year-old twins, so I know sometimes teachers are very kind, but sometimes teachers are going through their own, you know, because they're human beings as well. So I think in their personal lives, if they're going through a turmoil, it all comes out on the kids, you know. So they sometimes say rude words to kids, which kids would feel as if, you know, I mean, they would just take it for real. Like, you know, you're good for nothing. If someone says you're good for nothing, it just stays there in their head. And, even if they don't speak in their actions, in the things they want to do, it's always there. Like my teacher said, that I'm good for nothing, that means I'm good for nothing, you know?
They carry that because, I mean, they don't have to rationalize it further.
Oh, yeah. They don't have the maturity to...
Well, the ability to process it.
Yeah, they just think whatever their parents are saying and what the teachers are saying or whatever the adults are saying, that is the truth of life. So they're taking us for granted, right? We are role models. We cannot like just do and say like whatever. We have to take responsibility as parents, as adults, what we are doing and how we are behaving in society, even on the road. You know, like Matt was saying, when people are driving, yes, that's right. Someone might be going through a bad time. You know, sometimes you put the indicator for the right by mistake, or you're in the wrong lane, or, you know, the green light's there and you don't start the car because you're just at the front and people will just honk at you. Like, you know, because no one has the patience, right? Everybody is going through some bad thing in their life. Someone's like, you know, the constant chatter that I'm talking about is always there in their head, right? So even if when we are driving, but we all need to realize and understand that please be kind, guys. Please be kind. Kindness matters. We are all humans and humans make mistakes. Please forgive yourself and everyone around you.
My lucky is so please forgive yourself. I had this so many times. How do you can forgive yourself? Like, you know, like, well, I forgive you.
Yeah, because...
Well, how you can forgive yourself?
I mean, we are humans, you know. If we don't make mistakes, we'll be machines, right? Computers don't make mistakes. Or, you know, hybrid computers or machines don't make mistakes because they've been, you know, processed that way or made that way. But we as humans... We are supposed to make mistakes. How do we learn cycling? Do we just sit on the cycle and just start cycling the next day? No, we fall. How do we start walking? We fall. Kids fall. And then they, you know, they still have the belief that we can walk, right? They don't lose, you know, hope that, oh, I've fallen down. And what do the parents do when the kids are little? They cheer their arm. Oh, get up. You're good, you know. You can do it. Or, you know... That's what parents do, and that's what parents need to keep doing even in when the kids are like growing up, when they're adults. And that's what we need to do. We on this planet, we are family. We are family. We're not separate.
Family.
Yeah. Yeah, we are not separate. So we all need to understand that we are here to live and love and nothing else.
To inspire the human spirit.
Just these two things. That's what we are born for. Please, guys. You don't have to die every day. There will be a day when you will be no more, right? So, and you will not know when that day or that time comes. So please live every moment of your life. There is nothing to...
Matt, I'm just looking now for the, you know, under the table behind the pile. Where's the cable for the... plugged in the socket, because that energy is coming from
somewhere.
You won't be able to see it. I told you, all good things cannot be seen.
Women left with many things to be thinking about. Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna be thinking for this next break. This is Business
Insights
with Mario and Matt. We'll wrap up the hour.
Matt and Mario, take it to the break. You know, Matt Caruana, my partner in crime, and I'm very grateful having him with me in the studio on the Payal Kakria.
Yeah.
I do apologize, Kakria.
Oh, that's all right.
Kakria with us in studio, please, this Matt Grant. We take a short break, man.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5. We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02882 9837. InsightIntelligence.com.au.
Station
station sponsor.
Heels to Hawkesbury Community News is a fortnightly free local publication packed with stories about local people, news, puzzles and a whole lot more, including history, a guide to community groups, tradesmen and a variety of local advertisers. Supporting the community for 35 years and as a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, we believe it's important to keep our community connected. Enjoy your coffee with station sponsor Heels to Hawkesbury Community News. Pick up a copy at your local shopping centre, visit heelstohawkesbury.com.au or follow them on Facebook.
Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02-8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5.
Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Mama, please don't worry about me. I'm about to let my heart speak. My friends keep telling me to leave this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Back and forth with the bullshit. I know I said it before, I don't mean it. It's been a while since I had your attention. So it might hurt to hit it. Fall away. We can't leave them if we stay the same. And I can't do this for another day. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business.
It's a good one. Payal, she wants to come back. Live, so that's okay, guys. You're listening live 90.5, the best, greatest radio stations on the planet, on a planet in the universe. And as you heard, the Chinese rover on the Mars is just passing and emit and you know, putting our signal there on the Mars as well. Live 90.5, you're listening, Mario and Matt. Thank you for the bringing today first guest Matt Grant and sharing the mental health for the men and everybody else who's interested and for suffering depression. And as well, thank you, Payal, for being our guest today. But Payal,
so
before
much.
We write up, you know, Matt has more questions for you. You wrote the poem.
Yes, I've not written it. I just want to recite it. Someone else, some beautiful soul in the past has written it. I just loved it and I thought it's worth sharing because a lot of people that call me are, you know, sometimes they ask me, if we are doing good with everyone, you know, and they're being mean to us, why should we be doing good to them, you know? Like, why should we keep continuing, you know, continue to be a good person? So this is just a poem I wanted to recite to everyone, you know, just...
Please hear it, let's hear it, please do.
Yeah. So here it goes. People are often unreasonable. illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you're kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you're successful, you will win some false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you're honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy it overnight. Build it anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyways. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway.
So why do we get so caught up in the us or me versus them?
Matt, we need to come for another... You know,
that is such a big...
I know, you already... You have 3 minutes. Listen, you already inserted yourself. I want to come. Okay, we're going to have...
I want to come. Please, can you please call me?
Okay, Payal, you're going to be our guest.
I love you guys. Can you please call me again?
Nobody can refuse Matt and me, so that's for sure. Like, you know, where's the Nutella? Payal, before we wind up, how the people can contact you?
You can contact me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm available on all platforms.
So it's Payal, P-A-Y-A-L?
Yes, K-A-K-R-I-A.
What's your Instagram handle?
PAYAL_KAKRIA. And you can come... I have my podcast, Soul Sessions with Payal, on Anchor and Spotify, so you can search me up there as well.
Something that I think a lot of us need to tune into. It's going to be... It's deep conversations.
Yes, like deep conversations with Payal, yeah.
Just like today has been. Yeah. Guys, it's been quite an opportunity for me, for Mario, for everyone listening, the light in studio... is amazing.
So please come on the website alive905.com.au tonight after 6:30 p.m. First hour was a Matt Grant interview with him about mental health. Second hour, Payal Kakria, and She's the Light. Thank you, Matt Caruana, for being today with me.
Get by yourself, and I don't know who would ever wanna tell the scene of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby. I'm relieved when you said goodbye, my.